www.theSonsOfLiberty.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Saturday, September 22nd, 2012. Beautiful day in the state of Minnesota. Beautiful day in the state of Minnesota. It was kind of windy and cold last night, as a matter of fact. I knew that you needed to know that information. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and yes, I'm sorry to say, Jake McMillan, the other guys here with us today.
Did you mean to say that on
Ooh,
air?
Ooh, see, now the producer should be all over this, but as usual,
no, because she's really excited I'm back.
So really?
She's, like, protesting right now against
back? What do you mean, like, you're back?
No, I'm back!
You're a special,
I was in North Dakota.
You're a special guest right now, Jake. You're not back anywhere.
22 degrees at 4
We've had enough phone calls over the last weekend saying, no, don't put them on the air anymore. So you're done with.
So you're protesting.
I did, and I am.
I was gunning for his job earlier this week.
Well, that'll never happen due to the fact that you're so slow on the uptake with all
of
our little...
You tell me to keep the music on long.
Well, no, I got to keep it on there because it
makes
me...
Carrie, there's no winning. You just give up.
Well, no, that's not true at all. Truth is truth, right? Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. So
that
therefore, if
sure.
It's crushed, then just keep standing up, right?
It'll rise.
Folks, if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's double E, Bradley Dean. Thank you for those that have responded. We've been skyrocketing over the last couple months here.
Very good.
Yeah. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account.
Twitter.
Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. We are live in several states right now. We are live in 53 countries right now. And we'd love to hear from you. This is your radio program. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Indeed it is.
Speaking of that, your latest column that just went up on WorldNet Daily, it's also on our Facebook, at The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. We've been posting pictures of a recent trip that we took, and we also have the latest column that's about voter fraud and state-run media, how they're working fake polls throughout the country. And I know we've talked about it a little bit. You've talked about it over the week here.
Yeah.
But, folks, this isn't just eye-opening. This is criminal. criminals are guarding the...
It's criminal.
The fox guarding the chicken coop. The criminals are guarding the voter's booth.
Yep.
And I think it's a very good and it's very telling. And it's something you need to send to all of your friends. Because what happens right now is usually the liberal socialists are like, we don't need voter ID, it's suppressive, it's racist, all that garbage. You know what? Don't even get engaged with them because they're brainwashed.
But
send them this video.
But when you go to the DNC a couple weeks ago, friends, you had to produce an ID to get in.
Right.
So there's the contradiction and the hypocrisy once again.
And it shows they're elitists here because...
Folks, Jake, I get so tired of talking about these lawless criminals because that's exactly what they are.
Yep.
Folks, when you hear liberals, lawless criminals.
Mm.
When you hear the left, lawless criminals. And what you have is you have a bunch of adults fighting between the two parties, which, by the way, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that he dreaded. This is the worst thing that could happen to our country is a two-party system that's constantly fighting one against another. And what works to the center of that, friends? Propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's complaining about the agenda going forward. We're losing our rights. We're losing our country. Well, the bottom line is, friends, is get rid of the two-party system. What do you think of that, Jake?
I
had some mole from Minneapolis actually tell me.
Did you say mole?
Oh, you know, the best thing we got is the two-party system.
Really? How many constitutions do we have, mole? I'm curious. We have one constitution. We have one God. And yet everybody's separated. Somebody's disobeying.
Yep.
And it's the left.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to the right again, and I'm going to continuously say this, right, you have a left because you're not doing the right thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the right time to do the right thing is right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is crime. You're talking about voter fraud.
Yep.
And polling. Friends, these are contrived, fabricated numbers from the state-run media.
That's right.
Who has a less than a 21% approval rating from the American people. In other words, nobody's paying attention to them. Well, then why are you giving voice to them?
Yeah.
You know what? Because when we point out the finger, as I always do, I show you the problem, but I always bring in the answer. The answer is you, America,
that's right.
One nation under God. The answer is you, America, one nation under God. Where's the hope? Well, the hope lies in the truth that's been given unto you. How are you responding to the truth given unto you? There lies the hope. You know, do all that you can do, like John Quincy Adams rightly said, and leave the results up to God. So here we are.
Yep. And you brought up George Washington, talking about in his farewell address, he warned of the looming danger of a two-party system. Because then they pick the two sides of it, and then you can get filtered into it.
And they're both on the same team, folks. It's WWF at its finest.
Yeah. And I think, too, to distinguish the difference between media, because we're media. We're on the air right now. We're media. We're a source of media. It's the state-run media that you're talking about.
That's right. We're talking about, we are on the American version of media. We're talking about freedom of speech within our limits of right and wrong. As to the one that gave us the rights, that's God the Father.
Not pushing an un-American agenda, not pushing an
un-American
agenda.
We're not trying to overthrow the Constitution.
That's
we're not
exactly
trying to incite men and women to crime.
That's right.
We're inciting them to righteousness.
To do good. So. And Jefferson even said, if I was to prefer government or media, I would take the media. But I would prefer that every man learned how to read. Why? Because media helps keep people accountable. This is how we get news like you're getting right now in the Sons of Liberty. It's through the media. But it's got to be the right media. And I think it's plain to see, as the nose on anybody's face, who the state-run media is. And who those are without an agenda that's politically motivated to undermine the Constitution, but those that are just true Americans that are giving you news and giving you media.
You never answered my question. What of the mole that said, you know, those two-party systems just great, man?
Well, I think just to quote Washington, he said that is one of the greatest looming dangers to our government. If we fall to a victim in our mentality that there's only two parties, we've got to choose one or the other.
Yeah. No. We have one Constitution.
That's
Let's fall to that one.
Yeah.
Let's take the time to read what men bled, fought, and bled, died to give us. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. Jake.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Rally with We want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We just need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in the opposition to each other. This is my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. No wonder why no one wants to talk about John Adams, the second president of the United States.
Forget that guy. Just kind of,
folks. What did he just? What kind of a painting did he leave on the wall for us there? Exactly verbatim as to what you're seeing today.
Yep.
He said it is dreaded. Mm-hmm. He said I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders. Folks, that works for evil. That works for tyranny, because the agenda goes forward by using the two parties that are opposed to each other.
That's right.
You know what I say? Let's get rid of both parties and establish who we are.
That's right.
According to that Constitution, as a republic.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean,
where does the Democrats come from anyways? I mean, our forefathers already told us democracy itself destructs. It kills itself.
Yeah.
We're not a democracy, friends. We're a republic.
Yeah, it was a democratic farmer labor union or something like that. And basically, it's a way for people to say, okay, we've got this organization over here. Here's my contribution, and here's what I pretty much believe in, and you believe in it mostly,
but
so then I just vote on that party.
But wait a second. It doesn't matter what I believe in.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Outside of who we are. Listen, we can have, folks, different opinions, but we better have the same principles.
Right.
And the problem with the left and the right in this country, they don't have the same principles. What you hear from the left, friends, and by the way, the right too oftentimes, is, listen, I don't agree with the law. Let's change it. Oh, well, that's what legislators are for. I know, but let me ask you something, goofballs. Who gave you rights? They are derived from God. Read your Declaration of Independence.
Right.
They didn't come from the privileges of the state.
That's right.
Because government was established by God through Moses.
Mm-hmm. Plainly put, there's no two sides.
I can hear someone out there saying lines between church and state. If you're one of those guys, come on, challenge the Sons of Liberty, please. 1-877-807-9977. Listen, we get the bloggers who are so courageous that they have to just write about us.
There's a link.
And
what, look at this one.
That's right. Bradley Dean said this.
There's a link.
Yeah, yeah. But we won't leave our real name and a real email address. And there's no phone numbers, of course.
Yeah.
But you know what? They know the professed conservatives will believe what they
That's
say.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, yeah,
That's
yeah.
why they hashtag their name on every tweet that they send out. You know, George Washington said...
No, I don't know George Washington.
What was called... Well, I never met him personally, but I'll tell you
cool
what.
Guy.
Spirit of Washington is pretty awesome.
I love his wig. I think it was yak.
Yak fur.
Yes.
Washington called the spirit of party. He argued, this is why it was so dangerous, inseparable from our nature, having its roots in the strongest passions of the human mind, namely the tribal passion to separate the world into we versus they, into rival and competing groups. The spirit can then easily become a desire to see our side win, regardless of whether our side is better than their side, and regardless of the issues at stake or the facts of the matter.
Bring up Alexander Hamilton's quote, please.
So regardless of the party, it's about the principle.
Okay.
So now a man comes up, and for example, right now, with the party you have right now, you have Mitt Romney. The guy's practically a Democrat. He is a Democrat 30 years ago. He's a straight Democrat. And the Democrats, of course, are communists and socialists. So what you have now is a guy like Romney, and people say that, well, he's a Republican, so we just got to vote R. We close our eyes and vote R. No, that's exactly what Washington is saying not to do, because once tyrants see that you're willing to do that, it's over.
Man, I am amazed. Folks, here again, I just did an event in Michigan, and the first thing I did is I said, where are all my opposers? Where's the state-run media that attacked me before I got here? Nowhere. Almost after every radio program I do, 6 days a week, friends, someone's writing something about me. Mm-hmm. Some blogger is. Some leftist socialist criminal. Some useful idiot.
There we go. That's the term.
That precede communism only to be snuffed out at the end. 1-877-807-9977. Oh, by the way, we can't even get Rob Boston on the radio.
Rob Boston won't get on?
No.
But, you know, that guy, freedom from religion, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's like saying a fish free from water.
Yeah.
He won't get on the radio.
Fish don't need water. You think fish need water?
You know what? You know what I did is I started calling people live on the radio, and I'm not getting phone calls back from these people. And I just figured, okay, how am I supposed to get to these people? Because they want to get on some platform where everything is, you know.
Cookie cutter set up.
No. Set through their little...
teleprompter?
Yeah. Their Scripted. Little teleprompter. But they don't want real questions, folks.
No.
How long are you going to play the fools?
No.
On a daily basis, I'm under attack. Yesterday, I was challenging Keith Ellison, Jake.
Yep, I heard it.
The great coward.
Yeah.
He will not get on the radio. I wouldn't, and just like I said yesterday, I wouldn't get on the radio with me neither if I was Keith Ellison.
Yeah, communist, pro, LGBT, Muslim.
Calling for the execution of homosexuals. And
in
there,
Congress?
In the LGBT, Jake.
I wouldn't want to get on either.
Listen to me, friends. I know. Rob Boston is from Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Oh, not Freedom from Religion.
What?
Now, he's one of those crackpots.
He
right?
won't get on the radio neither. Yeah, no, course. Because you know what his obstacle is? It's called the law. It's called the Constitution of the United States.
It's Declaration of Independence.
It's called common sense.
Yeah.
You know, I think what we need to do is get Rob.
Liberty.
No, I think we need to get Rob an airplane ticket.
Yeah.
And send him over to Russia and see how he likes it over there. See how that separation of church and state's working out. Which, by the way, folks, is un-American. Read Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Go over to USSR, and you'll find it in the USSR Constitution, Article 52, separation of church and state. It's not American. And we already know ACLU is communism. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. So... the writing's on the wall. And you know what's interesting? The state-run media, they keep referencing back to the ACLU. Oh, the ACLU's going to come after you now.
You know, they said this.
Yeah, they said.
And, you know.
But do they ever incite or do they ever repeat what the Constitution says? Never. Friends, I'm on the radio right now. 1-877-807-9977. I'm here right now. If you have an issue with lines between church and state, and I'm way off base, give me a call. 1-877-807-9977. In 53 countries, get to hear me prove my point. Oh, there we go. Okay, let's give her a try here. Folks, for my own part, I sincerely esteem the Constitution a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Diversity meaning what, though, Jake? Liberal back in the day was a good word, mean a giver, liberally giving.
Yep.
Okay. Now it's a leftist term.
And most of the interest there was most people did not want a centralized government. So it's the opposite of what we're talking about now. Now the interest divider is, well, how much government can we take from?
And that's right. Remember our forefathers were also discussing, and they had issues with, should we have a Bill of Rights? Should we not have a Bill of Rights? Should we have the Federalist Papers? Should we not? Those are the, that's the diversity they were talking about, friends. They weren't talking about principles.
How much power should we give the federal government was the question always under argue, because the states were so covetous of their rights, which is a good thing. Now it's the opposite. Now it's how much power should we give to the federal, how much power should we let the federal government take? That's the diversity now. We're on a wrong track. We're on a completely different track.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Okay, God bless you guys for those. God bless these calls. Oh, my goodness. Larry, God bless you, sir, but we're kind of not talking about that. We're talking about, you know what, Larry, we'll take your phone call just for the sake of taking your phone call. It's off topic, but since you're calling out of Florida, I envy you right now because I'm in Minnesota. It's getting cold, and I know in Florida it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
God bless you guys, too, man. It's really cool to be, you know, against the grain in this whole thing, you know? And I just wanted to ask you a question. I think it was Michael Savage back in early spring mentioned this company in Spain that was they wanted a contract for like tabulating the votes for our election and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you're up to this or not, but I was wondering if that could be some kind of impediment, you know, to you know, our elections, our voter fraud, maybe, or something like that, you know.
It's all I got that all on the WND article this week, and I got a 5-minute video that exposes the whole thing. But we got some information right in front of us right now, so go ahead and kick that
out. And folks, for more on this voter topic, which I'm sure is why Larry was calling in the beginning, we're on Facebook. The Sons of Liberty, Bradley's recent column covered all of this. When the Spanish online voting company, SCYTL, which stands for Spanish, the Western Center for... I'm sorry. I don't know what
Jake, did you need me to take this call? Larry, I'm really sorry.
The largest
Jake just drove 10 hours.
Corporation in the United States.
That'd be great, man.
Thanks, Larry. It also acquired the meaning of manufacturing the outcome in the 2012. What they're talking about doing is taking our votes and then counting them overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
What?
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, and they're bankrupt over there. I mean, wouldn't that, you know, make them inclined to take a bribe or something?
Well, George Soros is closely associated with one of Obama's biggest contributors, who himself is involved with the SCYTL, the company that is going to count the votes.
Yeah, so we find there it is again, masked off. There's the little minion. Larry, thank you for your call. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Larry calling from WTIS 1110 AM in Florida. Thanks for the phone
call. Good to be there.
Appreciate it. Guys, I won't let Jake talk next time. I'll do it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Just thinking about this, I was talking to our producer over the last couple of minutes, and we're kind of curious to know if Larry wants a job, but he'd have to move to Minnesota. And
what does that mean?
Larry's better than Jake, anyways.
Three people on the show.
I mean, I think it is, folks. If you want to be a part of the show, you just seen that we don't bite. Okay, 1-877-807-9977. Now, if I was Carrie, you know what I'd have did right there, Jake?
I do.
What?
Because it's what I would have done, too, but she's not like
me. What would you have done?
I would have went,
yeah, I'd have had a dog, or at least she could have barked.
That's true. Why didn't you bark, Carrie?
Totally. Are you above that?
Yes, she is.
I thought you were talking about replacing me with Larry.
Well, we could do that, too. Larry, do you need a job? Give us a call back.
Are you a radio producer, Larry?
Yeah, right?
Somebody say something?
I couldn't hear that.
I didn't hear that, neither.
Like the static.
Jake did just get back from North Dakota, friends. That's why we pulled him back up on the radio. And his parents pay me a lot of money to have him on the radio, so I figured we better get him up there, because if not, there's going to be no check in the mail Monday. So, Jake, what were you doing?
We were out in North Dakota the whole week.
Yeah.
And, folks, a lot's going on in North Dakota. Just for everybody to understand, they had such a budget surplus this year. They're voting on whether or not to abolish property taxes. That's how prosperous they are. Why?
Because government's out of the way.
Exactly. And they're drilling for oil, and they're letting free enterprise come in and do its thing.
Yeah. For those that didn't hear us last Saturday, we're on for 2 hours today. I put a fleece out there, and I told the people, listen, if you can tell me where it's government's job to produce jobs, please give me a call.
Yeah.
1-877-807-9977. For 2 hours, we did not receive one phone call on that issue. Not one.
That one out.
No. Because, like, you know what's funny? Because people, when they listen to the Sons of Liberty, they thought, you're kidding me, right? No. I'm not kidding you. Mm-hmm. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution shows you what they can do. It's called limited government, not unlimited government. It's called the Bill of Thou Shall Nots to the government and the Bill of Rights to the American people.
That's right.
It's completely contrary.
Express powers. They only do what you tell it it can do.
Thank you. And what happens is people get off the radio program and they say, I never thought about that before. I need to see if Bradley's telling me the truth. I encourage that.
Uh-huh.
And then they read the Constitution and they say, I'll be They'll go, all B!
That's in there, B.
The farmers, all B!
All B.
Yes.
Actually, a lot
now,
of farmers.
Now, most people are thinking, just case in point, they're thinking the D word or something. All B! D word, I didn't mean it that way at all. All B, blast!
Yeah.
Boy, is that like cheesy?
You know what, though? That is exactly what it was like in North Dakota.
Really?
And those people knew their constitution.
Amen.
And let me just say this.
Them
those
gun-carrying Bible-toting.
Oh, baby, do they carry guns.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's normal.
Totally.
Yeah.
How y'all doing? Well, we talked to kids about the Constitution. Well, I'll be.
Yeah.
I love this group. What else y'all do? Well, God and the Constitution, that's pretty much what we're bringing to kids. That's what we need right here. And then they start quoting you this
and
the Constitution.
Chapter
and verse.
Good for them.
And
I wish they would have taught that to the younger generation, but
exactly.
I do appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, and you see it. What I've seen is because we were in California, what, 2-3 weeks ago, and the people that we
if you look at our
with,
soldiers, that is the Constitution in action.
It totally is.
Yeah.
And these,
like Christians are written epistles for all men to read. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like when you look at a soldier, that is a written epistle.
That's a demonstration.
It totally is. That's
right
a freedom fighter.
And as a matter of fact, folks, go to our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. We just posted a picture. Crystal's one of our street team members. And there's a gentleman who is a veteran, and I believe he's a Vietnam veteran. He saw one of our Sons of Liberty hats on one of the tables of the street teams. He picked one up. He drove back later and he said, I love what y'all are doing. There's a lot of veterans around here that mm-hmm. love what you're doing.
Yep.
He's actually from Arkansas, but now he's living
you
in
mean
North
he's
Dakota.
Not an, he's not an atheist?
No.
Oh, that's I'm sorry. No. That's the rewritten history, right?
Yeah, that's those useful idiots.
Because the real veterans know that there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole.
Yeah,
amen.
And this guy knew the real deal. So he picks up two hats. Then he comes driving back probably about a half hour, 20 minutes later, and he says, there's even more veterans that want these hats. I need two more of these things. And there's a picture of them right on the Facebook of The Sons of Liberty. Check them out. Him and his wife.
Are you in
the
picture?
Like five. No, I took the picture. Crystal's in there, though.
Guys, he's not in the picture, so you're probably going to get about 1,000 hits
on
it right now.
That's right. You get a lot of likes.
So why do you do that, Bradley? Why are you always picking on Jake? Because, folks, Jake is here to make me look good.
It's like
that's why we have him here.
It's like those scabs on your arm. You can't look it. You got to pick it. You just got to.
Well, that's a great analogy.
You know,
Greg.
Bring it to your question. Sure, when it's at my expense.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So you brought up the other two. Where is a government's job to create jobs? Mm. That's like asking the question, is there a man on the moon? Of course nobody called. There's no man on the moon, and there's no authority for government to give jobs.
There's no man on the moon?
No. You didn't know that?
He just died, I think.
Oh, did he?
I
was thinking we could send
I don't know. I was told by the state-run media that, well, I know, but you know what's interesting? I'm just going to put this out there as a fleece. This will be fun.
Yeah, this will be. This will get some calls.
I had Matt Labesh, senior editor for Weekly Standard, go on the road with us for a week. He did a very good report, truthful report on the ministry as to who we are, what it is that we do. And he said, Bradley, do you believe that we've been to the moon? I said, well, I know this. A lot of people back in the 60s don't believe it ever happened. He said, what? I said, people back in the 60s believed that it was all contrived and fabricated, Matt. Bradley. I said, okay, listen, what I'm going to do when I get off the bus, I'm going to play the reporter. So you know what I did with the reporter? The senior editor, Bradley Dean, played the man. Yes, I did. Guys, I did. I did it right in front of Matt Labesh.
Yeah.
I showed him how to do his job.
And they tried to hire you afterwards, but we needed you here.
That's right. I got off the bus. I said, ma'am, there was a basketball game going on, and it was over with. I just started walking up to people. I said, come here, Matt. I said, ma'am, do you believe that we've been to the moon? Blank no. That was all fabricated. That was in Indiana. Remember that?
Yep.
When we forgot Renee. Right? Remember that?
I remember that too.
Our guitar player at the store. I didn't. The bus driver did.
It wasn't me.
But we go over to the next person. I said, do you believe we've been to the moon? Yeah, I think we've been to the moon. Went to the next person. Do you believe that we've been to the moon? No, we were not to the moon. We've never been to the moon. It went back and forth.
Yeah.
So the next day when I did the high school assembly, I did it with the students because Matt was there. I wanted to embarrass Matt in front of everybody. I said, so I got a reporter with me right now that believes that we've been to the moon. How many of you students in this high school assembly program right now believe that we went to the moon? Guys, you guys can all attest because you're all there. Only about half the hands went up. Half the people don't believe that we've ever been to the moon, and half believe that we do. I heard like the moon is like looks like cheese or something. Like yeah. There's mice on there
like
or something.
Swiss or something.
Yeah.
There's a guy who like did
do you
a walk.
Believe, folks? Do you believe that we've been to the moon? 1-877-807-9977. That's a great question. 1-877-807-9977. Do you believe we've been to the moon? Now, if you ask me for my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. Here's my opinion. Folks, have we ever been to the moon? That's the diplomatic answer. 1-877-807-9977. If you believe we've been to the moon, I want some facts. If you don't believe we've been to the moon, I want to get some stickers. There'll be little stars, and I'll put them on your Facebook.
Maybe we can get you a ticket.
I just want to know, because it is so divided, it's crazy. 1-877-807-9977. Maybe because the people that don't believe that we ever been to the moon believe that God put limits on man. Okay? Now, I can just see a blogger now, Bradley Dean, says we've never been to the moon.
Conspiracy.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Now they're talking about Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they can go ahead and destroy everything on that planet.
Yeah.
And I think a good idea would be to those bloggers that say Bradley Ginn said that. I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you, have we been to the moon? 1-877-807-9977. I'm just having fun with you, too, by the way, so there's no right or wrong answer. But I suggest that those bloggers, I believe we sent them a ticket, a one-way ticket to Mars. Because you see all this diversion going on? Mm-hmm. That's another story in itself.
Yeah.
But USA Today takes the time to talk about Mars. That's where these thinking, this is where their minds are at.
It's in Mars.
Is there life on Mars? You know, I don't know why they want to know if there's life on Mars, friends, because they want to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Government wants to establish control over somebody over there.
And ultimately,
up
it's
there.
Their life.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's their life. And what did God give us? Endowed by certain inalienable rights. Among these are life.
I mean, they hate.
What do they want to take away?
They hate God's creation so much that they want to go to a different planet. But let me tell you, when you get to that planet.
Yeah.
God created that planet,
right.
too.
And there's laws there, too.
Wow.
As a matter of fact.
Wow.
I think we send them all over there. They can study those laws. Maybe they'll end up staying there. I don't know.
I hope so. Maybe we can build some hotels there.
That's right. Space stations and stuff like
totally.
That. Give them cool white suits.
Totally.
And they can even moonwalk. I mean, we'll give them lessons. They can do it.
To be honest with you, the way that some of these guys think, I think they're already there.
Yeah.
I think they've been there
Their
for
mind is there. Their body needs to catch up, and we can solve that problem.
They've been there.
We can save their bodies.
They have been there. You know why? Because it's not been proven.
Yeah.
They love that. They love to talk about things like evolution. We came from monkeys and global warming.
Yeah, it's just getting hot out.
Whatever the problem may be that's been created by their God, state-run government. Communism, socialism.
Round them up and exterminate them, ism.
Yeah, but they forget about that part. Boy, that's another story, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, have we been to the moon? I don't think you should answer that, Jake, because, this is my point.
Should I plead the fifth?
Well, you could.
I don't want to self-incriminate right now.
You what?
I don't want to self-incriminate.
Self-incriminate myself, that's what you want to say, not self-incriminate. I get what you're saying, but you should say
I don't want to self-incriminate myself. Isn't that redundant, though?
It is a little bit, but I think men need to be told things twice.
That's true.
And like in the Bible, Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Moses, Moses.
What's that?
Jacob, Jacob.
Huh?
All right. Chuck from Georgia, you got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, sir, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you believe we've been to the moon?
No.
Really? Why is that?
Because you look at that little thing that they took up there, okay? Before computers were really big, and they took up a dune buggy, all that stuff. When you first see him, Neil Armstrong come out of the space capsule, they got a shot of him coming out of the space capsule from just go look at the old film. They show you can see the whole lunar module, him coming down a ladder. It's like how do they get the camera way out there before he even stepped on the moon?
Amen.
Chuck,
hang on a second. I'm going to hold you over on the break, and I'm going to pull you right back up, okay?
I never even thought of that.
No, he's right on the money.
Really good.
Chuck, we're going to hold you over from Georgia. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Oh, George Jetson. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. That was not me, friends. That was our producer. That was very carnal. And I guarantee you our forefathers were not watching the Jetsons back in the 1700s.
That's for sure.
Well, it's really quick. If you'd like to go to SLL, we're already getting responses, and we didn't even talk about the topic. Chick-fil-A, if you've seen reports come out through the state-run media saying that Chick-fil-A was backing up on supporting groups that support traditional marriage, we just want to let you know that that was completely contrived by the homosexual agenda, and the state-run media got behind it without even checking the facts. Mm-hmm. But Chick-fil-A is standing and say, that is not true. We're going to continuously support them. We are not moving as to what we believe as to what the Bible teaches. Just to let everybody know, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the SOL button, and go ahead and keep your comments there. Post them.
Yep.
The cat fight has been started.
I was going to read one right now and set the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Sean said, I received emails from groups like Mass Resistance and the AFA. I was mad and felt betrayed when they told us that Chick-fil-A gave in. Glad I opened that next email that explained the mistake. You got to see what the
mistake
is.
By the way, that was the whole point.
That's right.
That's how these people are so
sick
in the head that, folks, they within themselves have to contrive, and they're cunning about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They knew exactly what they were doing. They were trying to turn the American people against Chick-fil-A by suggesting to the American people that, you know, we're just going to cave into them.
Right.
No, they've already seen the American people stand behind them in the millions across the country. They're
right.
Not that stupid to back down,
that's
friends,
right.
Because they see that they're winning the game, just like the 32 states that have supported traditional marriage by voting down homosexual marriage. Just case in point. Let's get back to Chuck in Georgia. We were talking about, well, the question was asked, do you believe that we've been to the moon? And we have Chuck from Georgia, and he's going to explain as to what his opinion is.
Well, I was saying that I find it
pretty interesting how they got that big, gigantic dune buggy in that little spacecraft, and you got Neil Armstrong coming down a ladder. But when we see Neil Armstrong coming down a ladder, if you look at the old film, we show the whole module and him coming down a ladder. It's like, how did they get that camera way out there, you know?
Yeah.
you know, you talk about the decontamination. Remember how these guys used to go in decontamination?
Yep.
Well, let's see now. They come out of the space capsule. They land in the water. Who's the first people to meet them? The frogmen of the Navy, right?
Yep.
Okay, they're there. So I guess they're going to get exposed as they're coming out and pulling the moon rocks out. Then they go on board an aircraft carrier, which got about 5,000 to 6,000 guys aboard. Okay, so they're walking on the deck of the aircraft carrier. So now they're all exposed, all the guys in the aircraft carrier, and all of a sudden we got these guys in a bubble later on, you know, in decontamination. Now, how come after all these years, why don't they just dispel the whole thing by showing us satellite photos of the surface of the moon showing, hey, there's the landers. How come the Hubble can't look at it? Is there any reason or any other telescopes can't look at it, or spacecraft that have circled the moon and show you that the lunar modules are on the moon?
But I can, and I totally agree with you, Chuck, in every sense of the word. And I could elaborate,
yeah,
go down bunny trail after bunny trail after bunny trail as to questions, common sense questions, as to why have we not been there? Why are we not showing what we've done? But the point is, this is my point really quick, Chuck, and I'll let you get the last word. I've got to take another call real quick. It's interesting the billions and billions of dollars that the American people have paid for these space programs. It has to be justified from somebody, doesn't it? Or some sort of project, doesn't it?
Yeah, like Black Ops.
Well, that's
Black
right.
Projects.
Well,
real quick, conspiracy thing. You know, Neil Armstrong, before he died, he was in perfect health, okay? He went to the doctor, and the doctor found a little, I don't know, some sort of little plaque thing in his vein or something. And he said, you know, Neil, it might be better we take care of this now as opposed to later so it doesn't give you problems down the road. So Neil said, okay, fine, we'll take care of it now. What happened to Neil?
Yep.
Now, is it possible that this was all done on purpose so Neil didn't talk, have a deathbed confession? Get good old Neil out of the way?
Yeah. Well, that's a question mark.
It's a question mark.
Yep, it is.
I got another one I'm going to throw at you.
Chuck, I got to go. Okay. I got other calls.
Bye.
Thank you for your time, man. Chuck, oh, he hung up. Sorry, Heather. I was just going to tell him, hold on. Heather wants to talk to you really quick. We got Tom in San Francisco. Question, have we been to the move, Tom?
Actually, Tom, I think...
No, we haven't. That's what I believe. But most people I run into actually believe that we went to the moon. But the reason I don't think we went to the moon is radiation. The Van Allen belt is a massive amount of radiation. And I don't think the spacecrafts that we said we went through that with weren't equipped with shielding them from the radiation.
You know, Alan,
this is what I agree with too. And again, I have to be careful here, Tom. I agree that there's limits as to what man is allowed to do. There's limits that God has created. And I believe exactly what you were just talking about. That was another one of my points. I agree with you 100%. Jake, go ahead.
And also, you have to remember, on the bright side of the moon, it's around 240 degrees. And the lunar lander was only shielded with like a tinfoil sort of thing. Didn't really have a cooling system. Now, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, none of these things line up. But I do want to say, I think that part of the moon is right there in San Francisco, because don't you have an alien that's actually serving as representative? Isn't she from the moon?
Yes.
So there was life on the moon.
You know what? But it might be real life to her. You're talking about Pelosi.
I wonder how she got here, though.
She must have had
a protected space capsule.
Hey, there's a good person running against her, John Dennis.
Good for you, John Dennis.
No one's going to vote for him, but he's a good guy, though.
Is it because there's too many aliens in San Francisco?
Is that the problem, Tom?
A lot of them.
We appreciate that. Tom, hang on. Heather's going to pick you up. Thank you for your call. Now, friends, I need to get to some serious work here, but it's true.
Yeah.
I agree. Go ahead.
I was going to say one last thing. One thing we do know for sure, because you brought up the funding, you know, everybody needs a project. It's just like when they find these people like the Heidelberg Man or Lucy. It's right at the end of their excavating where they're going as archaeologists, and they're just about to run out of funding, and all of a sudden they find a pig tooth, and they say, there it is.
Yeah, we need a couple more $1 billion.
We've been to the moon, rolling into NASA. But then you figure out this is what's really happening now.
Yep.
Obama, this president, has taken NASA funding, and they've been funding and
Muslim
giving it
Brotherhood
to Iran.
$1.5 billion. They are taking your money, friends, and giving it to foreign nations. Right. It's time to read the judgments of God, friends, because we are under them clear as day.
Yep. And then they throw you some crap like, oh, we're in Mars. Here's some pictures.
It's interesting, dude. I was just talking to a group of people. I was giving a tour of the office, some folks from friends from Michigan. We can't just capitulate and give our voices or our actions over to inaction.
That's right.
And say, you know what? There's nothing we can do about it. Oh, no, friends. We can do everything about it. Yes, we can. Yeah. Because our forefathers, less than 3%, were used by God to establish what we have. And 237 years later, we're still talking and walking in the liberty that was given unto us.
That's right.
Here's another case in point. Just food for thought. If that wasn't the case, then who's the left attacking? If we didn't still have our liberties and our freedoms and our Constitution, who's under attack? We are, friends. They're telling on themselves. They're just trying to get you to believe that it's ineffective to go back to the Constitution. No. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, my friends. And when you call upon the name of the Lord in truth, he promises to answer. And he does. Because if he didn't, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
That show wouldn't exist.
Yes. Another thing. Let's go back to the situation with Tom in San Francisco. I don't believe we ever been to the moon because I've never been there. Yeah, you heard me right.
Makes sense.
Hey, listen. My tax dollars go to it. I want to go and be a part of it.
Let me go.
Let me
be a part.
Yeah.
The general welfare,
yeah.
Right?
Let's go back to what Chuck said in Georgia. He's talking about getting rid of Mr. Neil Armstrong. Well, if you looked at him talking to a bunch of collegiate students about going to the movie, I'm telling you what, you want to talk about an individual that looked condemned to no end? He looked like a man that wanted to tell America something that he wasn't allowed to tell him. And now all of a sudden he's gone. Call it for what you will. Do you believe that we've been to the moon? I don't know. I believe God's put limits on us. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. I want to keep it real safe. I just believe that God puts limits on us. And I believe what Tom said from San Francisco, and I believe what Chuck said from Georgia. Mm-hmm. And if you want to prove us otherwise, then please have at it.
The lines are open, yeah.
Yeah, 1-877-807-9977. Now, when I look at Jake, I really do think that, well, I don't know that he's been to a different planet.
These alternate life forms?
I do, because the man is, he's like, I don't know, 18 years old now, and he looks like he's 185 years old.
I'm only 18.
It must be the oxygen, the atmosphere or something.
I'm like,
it's taking its toll.
Drying up, yeah.
Jake, I'm talking about you. You don't agree with me when I'm capping on you like
I'm just
this.
Drying up, man. I don't know what to do.
Seriously, you look like a dried up prune. And I looked at your wife this week, and she's what, 16 years old?
Did you hear that through the grapevine?
You know, back in the day, they used to get married young, 14 and 16 years old. They really did.
That's pretty
cool. But I'm having fun, of course. But the bottom line is, Jake, is your wife looks like a 70-year-old skeleton. She needs to stop at DQ.
Yeah.
Oh, do I hear all the obese people saying, hallelujah?
That's right.
Do I? Yes. Yes.
I'm sick.
I just
someone
heard people
to
listening
me.
To us
give
in Dairy Queen right now saying, Bradley, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, that one's going to cost
that
you guys.
A free plug.
What's that?
I'm sick. Somebody needs to help me.
We need to stop and get you some food. We really do. Jake and his wife need to get some food, friends. It's not even funny.
You can donate that.
His wife is so skinny, she sits down on a wood chair and it sounds like this. And you know what? When she walks, she squeaks.
Ooh.
Dude, we need to get some food.
I'm glad I'm back home.
Yes.
I'm going to embrace
this. She reminds me of the Tin Man on Wizard of Oz. We need to get some oil, yes.
Which one am I then?
Well, you would be the Cowardly Lion.
Do you have your bicycle? Are you ready to drive it to the moon?
You kind of look like the Wicked Witch of the West a little bit. I think.
No, but we're with Elliot right now.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126. Or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.